Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this AppleVis podcast. My name is Holly, and I'm going to be doing a podcast on RoboE for you today. This is a game that was just made accessible a few days ago, and so it's a little bit confusing at first, so I'm going to try to do my best to explain it, and hopefully everybody will get something out of this podcast. But first, let me slow my speech down a little bit.
Speak words, character words, speak volume, speech rate. 95%, 80%, 70%, 65%, 60%, 55%, 50%, 45%, 40%, 35%, 40%, 45%, 50%.
Alright, we'll leave it at 50. Okay, so, I'm on level 1. There's a whole bunch of different levels. I got to level 3 and I cannot figure out how to get past it, so I'll just do level 1 and level 2 for you, and then I might play around with level 3, but I'm not really sure, because, like I said, I'm having issues with it. Okay, so, basically what this game is you have this little character, creature, guy, he's your player, and his name is RoboE, spelled RoBO-E. And he's supposed to push these balls over these little energy ring things. So what you have to do is you have to get him behind the balls, because you can't pull them, he can only push them. So you have to get him behind the balls, and then you move the balls by either double tapping them or swiping 3 fingers in the direction that you want them to go. So, I'll just show you this first one real quick. Now, the good thing about this is, the top of the screen where it says what level it is, it tells you your grid, like how high, how many squares high it is and how many squares wide it is.
Well, level 1, 5 squares wide, 5 squares high, 1 ball.
Okay, and it tells you how many balls are there too, I forgot about that. Okay, so we're on level 1, and as you just heard, it's 5 squares high and 5 squares wide. So, basically when you play this game, you have to kind of try to picture it in your head. You have these walls that surround the perimeter of this grid thing. And then there's a ball somewhere in the middle, and there's all these empty spots. And then there's one energy ring thing. Now, the thing I just learned, because someone commented on it on AppleVis, was that there's always the same number of balls as there are rings. So if there's 3 rings, there's 3 balls, if there's, you know. So what you can do is you can move RoboE, or however you say it, to an empty spot, as long as there's no walls in the way. And if a ball gets in a corner, then it can't move, because the walls stop the balls from moving. So to undo that, you just have to, there's a button at the bottom of the screen, right?
Undo move button.
There, undo move. And you just double tap that, and it undoes your last move that you had just done. Okay, so let's get into this. So let's see. At the very top, we're going to start at the top row. So we're going to find the very top of the screen again where the level thing is.
Level 1. 5 squares wide. 5 squares high. 1 ball.
Okay, so there's our information.
Well, walls stop balls from getting lost in space. But they also stop RoboE.
Okay, so it just said walls stop balls from getting lost in space, but they also stop RoboE. So, if RoboE is right next to a wall, he won't be able to move. And if a ball is next to a wall, it won't be able to move. So, walls are bad things. So, now you can't play this game by flicking right. You have to do explore by touch. Because you have to know the layout of the screen.
Well, walls stop balls from getting lost in space. But they also stop RoboE.
Okay, so we have another wall. This is the top row. So, we're on square 2. And, so far we have 2 walls.
Well, empty. RoboE, empty, RoboE, empty. You can, wall, level 1, empty, level 1, wall stop, empty, RoboE, empty. You can move to an wall stop balls from getting lost in space.
Okay, so basically you just have to explore the screen until you find what you want. And sometimes I have issues getting it to go straight across. It kind of goes diagonal stuff sometimes. But let's see, what you do is...
Empty. You can move to an empty square by...
You can move to an empty square by double tapping on it. And if there's nothing blocking the way, Robo, you'll move there. But what you want to do is you want to try to find the ball and get him to move behind the ball so that you can push it over the ring. So I'm going to touch at the bottom of the grid because I'm pretty sure that's probably where the energy ring is going to be.
Well, stop ball, well, empty, energy ring. Robo, he needs to put, well, energy ring. Robo, he needs to push all the balls over an energy ring.
Okay, so there's an energy ring, and it says he needs to push all the balls over the energy ring. Now, it only gives you these hints on levels 1 and level 2. So once you get to level 3, you're on your own.
Ball. Waste ball. Robo, you need to push all the balls over an energy ring. To push, you need to have Robo next to a ball, and then do the push either by double-tapping the ball, or swiping to the direction of the push.
Okay, so, gonna try to describe this here. So what I have is, there's a ball, and right below the ball,
energy ring.
There's an energy ring.
Robo needs to push all the balls over an energy ring.
And if you go up, if I slide my finger back up a little bit, we'll find that ball again.
Ball. Waste ball. Robo, we need to push all the balls over an energy ring. One pushes, one moves.
Okay. So, we just finished that level because we had...
Okay.
Robo.
Level 2. 5 squares wide.
Right.
6 square.
Above the ball. So now we're on level 2. 5 squares high and 6 squares wide is what this one is. That's what it just said. So...
Ball. Waste ball. Empty. You can move. Well, stop ball. Well,
okay,
stop
I'm just sliding
getting...
my finger around trying to find the energy ring.
Well. Empty. Empty. Well, stop ball. Empty. Ball. Waste ball.
There's the ball.
Ball. Wait. Ball.
There's the ball.
Waste ball.
So, let's see. There's a ball.
Ball. Waste ball. Empty. Ball. Well, stop balls from getting...
Oh, we can't put Robo-y above the ball because there's a wall there that's not an empty square. So basically what I did was there's a ball and I slid my finger up a little tiny bit to see what was in the little square above the ball and it was just a wall. So we're going to have to move the ball around to the right, I think, and then go down to find the energy ring.
Ball. Empty. You can move to an empty square by double tapping.
Okay, now to the left of the ball there's an empty square.
Ball. Empty. You can
and to the right of the ball there's an empty square. So I think... What I'm going to do is put Robo-y in the one to the left, and then double tap the ball, and then the ball will move over to the right. So it'll be in the empty square on the other side of it. So it'll be in the empty square to the right of the ball. It's just going to move over one space. But let's try to find out where the energy ring is first before I decide to do that.
Ball. Waste ball.
There's our ball.
Robo-y need to put empty.
There's
you can move to an empty square by double
ball.
Well, stop balls from getting lost in space.
Okay, so that time I found the ball and I went down. So there's an empty one below the ball, and then right below that empty one, there's a wall. So if I moved the ball down to that empty one, it wouldn't work because it would just stop because there'd be a wall in front of it.
Ball. Empty. You can move to an empty square by double tap. Ball. Waste ball. Well. Well,
and
stop
there's
balls
a wall,
from getting
and there's a wall above the ball,
ball.
So we can't move
waste
it
ball.
Up or
empty.
Down. So we're going to have to
you
move it
move
left or right, it looks
ball.
Like.
Empty. Empty. You can, well,
trying to find out where
well,
Robo-y is
well,
first,
ball,
and
well,
the energy
well,
ring.
Stop ball, well, stop ball, well, stop, well,
where's the
energy
ring?
Robo-y
oh, there
needs
it
to push
is.
All the balls, well, energy ring.
Okay,
Robo-y
now,
needs to push all the balls
this
over an energy
level,
ring.
The energy ring is more, it's not at the bottom of the grid like it was on level 1. It's at the middle, kind of more towards the left.
Robo-y is your player. He must push the balls over the energy rings.
And
remember,
Robo-y is right below the energy ring.
Empty. You can Robo-y. Energy ring.
So
Robo-y
what
needs
have
to push
to
all the balls
do
over
is get this ball.
Well stop
to
balls
this
from getting lost
energy
in space.
Ring. So
waste ball.
Let's see.
Robo-
the it looks like the energy ring is above the ball.
Well, empty.
Got to find the ball
you can
again.
Empty. Ball. Waste
okay,
ball.
There's a ball.
Robo-y need to push all the balls over an energy
we're
ring.
We're going to swipe.
To push, you need to have Robo-y next to a ball, and do the push either by double tapping the ball, or swiping to the direction of the push.
Okay, so we're going to go, I'm going to slide my finger up to try to find the ring so I can try to judge how many spaces I need to move the ball, and hopefully I won't run into any walls or anything.
Robo-y. Robo-y
okay.
is your player. Empty. You empty. You can move to wall. Empty. ball.
Okay, there's my ball.
You can move to an empty square by double tapping it.
I'm going to. I'm going to double tap this empty square. It's an empty square to the right of the ball.
Roboe. Roboe is your player.
And we're going to try to move the ball to the left. So what it did was, it moved our little character guy from wherever he was to the right square, to the square that's to the right of the ball. So we're going to find
empty.
Him.
Empty. 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 You can move to an empty square.
When it says empty, those are all the spaces you can move the little character guy.
Wall. Wall. Ball. Waste ball. Empty. Empty. You can empty. Empty. Ball. Roboe. Roboe is your play. Ball. Waste ball. Roboe needs to push all the balls over and enter.
Okay, so Roboe is to the right of the ball, so he's able to push it because he's to the right of it. So I'm gonna make sure that there is an empty square on the left hand side of the ball, and if there is, I'm gonna double tap the ball, and it'll move to the right, the left, into that empty square.
Empty, empty, Roboe.
Okay, so there's Roboe. So we're gonna slide the finger left. There's the ball.
Roboe empty.
There is an empty square.
Waste ball.
So we're gonna double tap this ball.
With Roboe. Roboe is your player. He must push the balls over the energy.
He just moved the ball.
Roboe.
So there's Roboe.
Roboe is your player. Ball.
There's
waste
a ball.
Roboe ball.
There's a ball.
Wait empty. You can move to the ball. Waste empty. Ball.
Now there is. Now okay, we moved the ball to the left, but now we have to move it up because the energy ring is above the ball still. So what I just found out by looking at this screen.
Roboe.
There
Roboe
is
ball. Ball.
The ball.
Roboe.
So
Roboe is your player.
Roboe is still to the right of the ball. And there's the ball here.
Roboe. Ball. Waste ball.
And if Roboe. I go down, if I slide my finger down a square, the square beneath the ball is empty. See, watch.
And ball. Wait, Roboe. Roboe is your ball. Empty.
Okay, so I just slid my finger down. That square is empty.
You can move to an empty square by double tapping it. Ball. Empty. You can move to an
so I'm
going to
double tap this empty square that's right below the ball,
and
it's going
Roboe
to make Roboe go there.
Roboe. Roboe is your player. He must push the balls over the energy rings. Remember, he can only push, not pull. He only has the strength to push one ball at a time. Roboe can move horizontally and vertically unless blocked by an object. You can move by three-finger swipe to the direction of move, or by double tapping on an empty square.
Okay, self-explanatory. So now, Roboe is just below the ball, so he's going to push it forward as long as there is not a wall in front of it. If there's a wall in front of the ball, he's not moving it anywhere, and I'll have to undo that move.
Ball. Empty. You can move to ball.
Oh, there
waste
is.
Ball.
Okay, so there's an empty one, so I can move the ball up. There's an empty square right above the ball, so I'm just going to double tap the ball, and the ball's going to move up one.
Empty. You can move to an empty square. Wall. Empty. Wall.
Maybe
wall stop balls. Empty. 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 Wall. Wall. Empty. Wall.
That's a problem with this game. You have to kind of remember where your stuff's at on the screen.
Wall.
Otherwise, you have issues finding it.
You can move to an empty ball. Waste ball. Roboe. Ball. Empty.
Okay.
Ball. Wait, empty.
So,
you can
I found
move
the
to
ball.
An empty. Ball. Waste ball.
Now,
Roboe
I'm going
to push all the balls
slide three fingers up, and it's going to move it forward. This is another way that you can move the ball. You can either double tap it, or you can slide three fingers left, right, up, or down, depending on which way you want the ball to move.
Center of screen. Roboe. Roboe is your player. He must push the balls over the energy rings.
I just slid three fingers up, so it should move the ball forward. Let's look and see.
Wall. Empty. Wall. Empty. 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 Wall. Wall. Empty. Roboe. Empty. Wall. Empty. Empty. Wall. Roboe. Roboe is ball. Waste ball. Energy ring. Roboe ball.
Okay.
Waste ball.
So, you just heard it say energy ring. Now, Roboe is right behind the ball, and the ball's in the middle, and the energy ring is right above it, so they're all in a line. So all I have to do to get the ball over the energy ring is move it up one more square. I just have to move it forward one square, so I'm going to do exactly what I did last time. Find the ball and do a three-finger swipe up, and we will have completed level 2.
Ball.
So there's the ball. Now I'm going to slide three fingers up on the screen.
Alert. New high score. 3 pushes, 10 moves.
Okay. So, you just heard it say, alert, new high score. And it gave me my pushes and my moves. So, that means we're done with level 2. So, let's see. We'll look at the screen here real quick.
Three pushes, 10 moves.
Three pushes, 10 moves. So Robo-E moved 10 times, but he only had to push the ball 3 times to get it over the ring.
Okay, button.
So we'll just hit okay.
Level 3. 5 squares wide, 5 squares high, 2 balls.
Okay, so now I'm making it a little harder on this. We have 2 balls. And because we have 2 balls, we have 2 energy rings as well. I think I'm not going to go any further with this game because I haven't figured out how to pass this level yet. But we will look at the some other parts of this app here. This app is 99 cents in the App Store, but it is kind of fun. Okay, so we're just going to look at the bottom of the screen here.
Reset level, button.
You can reset your level if I flip to the right.
Undo move, button.
You can undo your move, so if you get the ball stuck in the corner, it won't move because there's a wall on either side of it and in front of it. So then if I swipe right again.
Help in settings, button.
Help in settings.
Level select, button.
You can select whatever level you want.
Help in settings, button.
And it doesn't look like you have to have passed the levels to do any of the other ones, which is kind of weird, but okay.
Undo move, help in settings, button.
We'll go into help in settings real quick.
Introduction, heading level 2.
Introduction.
Robo-E is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste from the galaxy. To do that, he needs to push all the red waste balls on top of the yellow energy rings to activate their transfer to hyperspace.
Okay, that explains the game.
Unfortunately, his positronic brain is confused after a nearby supernova went off. Can you help Robo-E in his task?
Alright, so this little section here is just telling you what the object of the game is. Flick right again.
Moving. Heading level 3.
Now it's going to explain how you move.
Bullet. List start. Swipe anywhere on the screen in the direction you would like Robo-E to move.
Okay, so like I was saying earlier, to make him move, you just slide 3 fingers left, right, up, or down. Or you can move the balls that way, too.
Bullet. If you want him to go to a specific point, just tap there. If the route is clear, Robo-E will gladly obey.
So, yeah. When it says empty, if you want him to go there so he can push the ball over the energy ring, as long as there's no walls or anything blocking his path, he will be moved there.
Bullet. When next to a ball, you can tap the ball to push it. List end.
So, when Robo-E is by a ball, you just have to tap the ball, you can push it, or, and he'll push it, or you can slide your 3 fingers left, right, up, or down, whichever way you want the ball to move.
Balls can only be pushed, not pulled.
Okay, so that's self-explanatory. The little character guy cannot pull balls, he can only push them because he's not strong enough to pull them.
Show moves, Link.
I don't really know what that is, I think that's a visual type thing. Maybe like pictures or something if you click on it.
Game screen buttons, heading level 3.
Game screen buttons. It's a heading, so let's swipe right.
Reset. Undo. Help. Levels toolbar buttons image. Image.
It's just telling you the buttons that are at the bottom of the screen that we just went over.
From left to right. Bullet. List start. Reset level to beginning.
Okay, now it's going to explain where they are on the screen. So the left one, it said from left to right. So the reset level is the very left one.
Bullet. Undo last move.
Undo last move is the second to the left. So it's the second button in from the left on the bottom of the screen.
Bullet. Help in settings.
Help in setting is the third.
Bullet. Level selection. List end.
And level selection is the very last button on the far right.
Credits. Heading level 3.
And then it's just going to give credits.
Robo-E programming and design. Mpaja.com. Link. Sokoban game and levels. Heading level 4. Robo-E follows the rules of Sokoban. This game was invented in Japan and won a computer game contest there. The original program was written by Hiroyuki Yamabanshi and is copyright, C, 1982 by Thinking Rabbit Inc., Japan.
Okay, so I don't know what that game is, I've never heard of it, but apparently this game is similar to that.
Level set copyright is with their respective authors. Level set author are viewable in the level select screen by tapping the info button at top right of the screen. Astronomical images credits, heading level 4. Bullet, list start. Game board background Bart Spiral Galaxy NGC 1300.
Okay, I think all the rest of this is irrelevant, but, we'll just go through it anyway and make sure that we're not missing anything.
Bullet. Level select button. Planetary Nebula NGC 6751. Bullet. Level select background. Pillar and Jess HH901/902. List end. Hubble Heritage Team. Link.
Yeah, I think these are all just credits and stuff. That's blank. I don't know why it didn't say anything, but okay.
ASA. Link. NASA. Link. Saturn Moon Dione. Excavated in level selection wheel constructed inside by Ampaja. Image from NSSDC. Link. Sounds and additional graphics. Heading level 4. High score and well done sounds from Era Cartoons 1979 at freesound.org.
Okay, so those must be people that did the sounds and stuff. I haven't heard any sounds with the game, but weird, I don't know.
Some graphic elements from a pinkclippert.org.
Then there's who did the graphics.
Go back, button. Toggle sound effects. Now off, button.
Oh, there we go. That's what I'll do. I want sound effects on. I like sound effects, so we're going to double tap this sound effects button.
Toggle sound effects. Now on.
They're on. So they're off by default. I did not know it had sound effects. That's kind of cool.
Go back, button. Toggle sound effects. Now on.
So there's a go back button. There's our toggle sound effects that we just turned on. And that's it. So if we hit go back, it's going to go back to the level we were just on, I'm pretty sure. Let's...
Level 3. 5 squares wide. 5 squares high. 2 balls.
Yep. So now it's back in our level 3 screen. So I think that's basically it for this game. I hope I did a little bit better of a job of helping people understand this game.
Screen locked.
Hopefully this podcast helps some people and you get something out of it. So thank you for taking the time to listen, and everyone have a great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.